are ready to see that on the doors of Ben Lane. All right, fans, let's hear it for him. Here comes the first pitch for the last game. All righty, Ben Lane, let's go.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators in the second game of a seven-game series and the second game of the Rainiers' longest homestand of the year, a 13-gamer that's going to take a full 2 weeks to complete. Well, Vegas did win the opener yesterday, had a big game offensively. They had 16 hits and won the game 10-4. I got to say, we kind of saw that one coming because Vegas came into the series on a seven-game losing streak, and, you know, those don't go on for that much longer than that. So we knew they were going to win a game during the series at some point, and they ended up taking the first one yesterday, 10-4. So the Rainiers will try to even it up here tonight. On the mound for Tacoma, right-hander Chris Mazza. Mazza has a record of 1 win and 3 losses with a 10.20 ERA and just 15 innings of work for Tacoma. Las Vegas is going to start right-hander Colin Wiles, who leads their team in wins. He's 8-7 on the year with a 5.45 ERA. Wiles on the hill for Las Vegas and Chris Mazza for the Tacoma Rainiers. Well, the Rainiers looking to get an improved pitching performance here tonight. The pitching's been the key to this team's success of late, but hit a little stumbling block in these last two games, allowing 10 runs exactly in each of the last two games on Sunday at Sacramento, and then after the off day on Monday, yesterday here against Las Vegas. So we'll see if the pitching can shut down the opposing hitters like they have been for much of the last couple of months and get the Rainiers back in the win column here today. We do have some roster moves to report, and we'll get you up to date on the rehabbing Mariners situation when the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Las Vegas Aviators today. Oakland A's AAA affiliate here in town for a seven-game series. Vegas has had the upper hand head-to-head. They've won 9 of the 12 games these two teams have played this season. Other than yesterday, the first 11 were all early in the season. Some changes for the Rainiers today. The Mariners made moves. They activated two players from the injured list, Dylan Moore and Diego Castillo, both activated by the Mariners earlier today prior to their win against the Yankees. They had to make room on the roster. They optioned to Tacoma outfielder Kyle Lewis, who had been struggling at the plate in the big leagues. They're hoping he can get his timing back here in Tacoma. And also the left-hand reliever Brennan Bernardino, who's been back and forth now three times in the last 2 weeks. So Bernardino back with the Rainiers now. On the rehabbing front, the Rainiers are still loaded up with major leaguers on rehab assignments. They have three of them in the starting lineup today in Evan White, Kurt Casale, and Taylor Trammell. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
No, hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, who are the AAA affiliate of the Oakland A's. Their manager is normally Fran Reardon, but he is away from the team right now. Steve Scarsone is filling in. Scarsone, one of the Oakland A's minor league field coordinators, so he's managing Vegas during this series. Leading off for the Aviators, playing second base is Nate Mondu. Batting second, the third baseman Sheldon Noisy. Hitting third, the catching prospect Shea Langeliers. In the cleanup spot, first baseman David McKinnon. Batting fifth is designated hitter Matt Davidson. Hitting sixth, the left fielder Luis Barrera. Batting seventh, right fielder Vince Fernandez. Hitting eighth, center fielder Christian Pache. And batting ninth, shortstop Kevin Smith. On the mound for Vegas, right-hander Colin Wiles. Wiles is 8-7 with a 5.45 ERA. The Tacoma Red Ears are 47-58 on the year. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Forrest Wall. Wall is in center field. Batting second is designated hitter Evan White. Hitting third, the catcher Kurt Casale. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Taylor Trammell. Hitting fifth and playing second base is Jonathan Villar. Batting sixth, the first baseman Drew Ellis. Hitting seventh and playing third base is Abraham Toro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. And hitting ninth, right fielder Derek Hill. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Chris Mazza. Mazza is 1-3 with a 10.20 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Jacob Metz. At first base is Jose Matamoros Robinson. It's Tacoma and Las Vegas in game two of a seven-game series here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When was the last time you changed your spark plugs? Replacing your spark plugs can restore the efficiency and performance of your vehicle. Stop by and get a $12 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Get better performance with new spark plugs from your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.officeautomation. Could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Las Vegas Aviators, game two of a seven-game series because we've got a doubleheader coming up here on Saturday to make up for a rainout that occurred when these two teams were supposed to play back in May. So a doubleheader on Saturday, 5.05 p.m. first pitch on that, two games for the price of one. Be a fun night at the ballpark if you can make it. Well, Chris Mazza wrapping up his warm-up tosses for Tacoma, and the veteran right-hander is ready to go to work. Mazza, 32 years old. He's been in the major leagues with three different teams and signed, acquired by the Mariners from the Tampa Bay Rays. Not long ago at all, and he's making just his seventh appearance for the Rainiers today, sixth start. He's only thrown 15 innings. Mazza ready to go to work, and here's his first pitch of the game to Nate Mondu, and it is taken for a called strike, and we are underway. 65 degrees our game time temperature today. Cloudy skies for most of this day, too, in Tacoma. Plus, what was up with that thunder and lightning this morning? Here's a swing and a fly ball to shallow right. Coming in is Derek Hill. He's there, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out of the game. Just a couple of pitches for Mazza, and he records the first out. So one man's gone. Mondu flies out to right field, and now Sheldon Noisy will be the batter. Noisy, right-hand hitter who has been with Oakland most of this season, but recently optioned to AAA Las Vegas, and in 19 games, he's batting at a .427 clip with five homers. Mazza comes set, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Well, the challenge for Mazza today to try to, you know, set the tone in this one is to have it be the opposite of yesterday. Yesterday, Vegas scored four runs in the top of the first inning. See if the Rainiers could keep him off the scoreboard at the top of the first today. 0-1 pitch there on the outside corner, strike two. Mazza facing Las Vegas for his first time this season. Prior to being signed by the Mariners at the end of June, he had been in the International League with the Durham Bulls, also had some big league time with Tampa Bay this year. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it swung on and fouled away. But even then, didn't pitch a whole lot for Durham or Tampa because he spent a lot of time on the injured list with the back problems, which he is recovered from now. Here's his 0-2 pitch on its way to Sheldon Noisy. And it is just outside for a ball. 1-2. Rainiers wearing the home whites today, the white jerseys with the script Rainiers across the front of the jersey. Mazza is ready. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Sheldon Noisy, and it is a little high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We're using the automated ball strike system in the Pacific Coast League. The computer is calling the balls and strikes, so if you have any complaints, take them to the computer. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three on the inside edge, and down goes Sheldon Noisy for the second out at the top of the first inning. So Chris Mazza freezes Sheldon Noisy with a slider that caught the inside edge. And now 2 men are gone at the top of the first inning, and Shea Langeliers will be the batter. Langeliers hitting .284, 19 homers, .886 OPS. He's been with Vegas all year. And the pitch is inside with a breaking ball. 1-0 the count. Yeah, the 1-0 is swung on and hit in the air, but not deep. In fact, it's going to be the shortstop, McCoy, behind third base on the outfield grass, making the catch. And Langeliers is out, and Mazza does it. 3 up, 3 down at the top of the first. No runs for Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the first. Vegas nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? Your community. Places where you shop. Walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, Vegas did not score in the top of the first inning. Chris Mazza setting down the side in order, and now we go to the bottom of the first. Forrest Wall leading things off for the Rainiers today. Colin Wiles on the hill for Las Vegas. Right-hander who's been the workhorse of their rotation. First start this evening. And Wiles with his pitch to Forrest Wall, and it's taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Wiles tied for the league lead with 8 wins, also up there with 7 losses, a 5.45 ERA. He enters play today, 3rd in the league in innings pitched. 1-0 pitch over for a strike, 1-1. He throws strikes, only 21 walks in 110 innings with 78 strikeouts. But he has been touched for 20 homers. 1-1 pitch, down and in to Wall, 2-1. And Wiles making his 3rd start against Tacoma this year. He pitched against the Rainiers twice in May, as here's a swing and a foul. He got no decision in Vegas against Tacoma on May 1st, allowing four runs in five innings. And then May 24th here, he allowed four runs in five innings, and the Rainiers saddled him with a loss. 2-2 pitch to Forrest Wall, swing and a miss, strike three, 91-mile-per-hour heater up high, and Wall couldn't lay off of it, and Wiles has his first strikeout of the game. One out, and now Evan White will be the bat. Colin Wiles is in his first year in the A's system. He signed with them as a free agent in March on a minor league deal. It was with Round Rock last year in the Rangers system. His pitch to Evan White, hit in the air towards right field, and lining it up is Vince Fernandez, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Evan White swings at the first pitch and flies out to right field. Two away for Kurt Casale. Casale in his fifth rehab game for Tacoma as he continues to come back from a strained oblique he suffered Cisco on the 4th of July. Wiles is ready, and the pitch to Casale is taken at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Casale in the lineup at catcher today. Yesterday he DH'd and took four plate appearances. 0-1 pitch is drilled towards left on the move, Barrera, and he's looking up, and it is foul to the left of the foul pole in the left field corner. Just a foul ball. Casale nearly snuck that down the line for a homer. Casale yesterday was 1-for-3 with a double, and he also walked and scored a run. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Colin Wiles. And it's a fastball at the knees. That is strike three, and Casale strikes out, and the inning is over. So three up, three down at the bottom of the first inning. A couple of strikeouts for Wiles. Each team went down in order. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local get out of bed, and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We head to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Chris Mazza set down the side in order of the first, and he'll try to replicate that feat here in the second inning. This is game two of this 13-game homestand, so if you're looking for some Rainiers baseball, we got it for you through the rest of this week and all of next week, with the exception of Monday. Monday is the only day we're not playing here at Cheney Stadium over the course of the next 2 weeks. Night games, too. Tomorrow, 7:05. Friday night, fireworks night, 7:05 start. Day games on Sundays at 1:35. Night games next week. Check out TacomaRainiers.com for all the details. Here's the league's leading hitter, David McKinnon, batting 328, and he takes the first pitch from Chris Mazza up and in for a ball, 1-0. McKinnon has been with two different PCL teams this year. He just joined Salt Lake, just joined Las Vegas. He was with Salt Lake. 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-1. Yesterday was his third game with the Aviators, and he went 4-for-5, hit the go-ahead three-run homer, and finished the game with four runs batted in. He had a big game yesterday. 1-1 from Mazza in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now Mazza ready. And the 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is down low for a ball. Yesterday, McKinnon hit seventh in the Vegas lineup. You know, he's brand new to their team. After his huge game yesterday, boom, he's hitting cleanup the next day. Mazza now steps off the rubber for a moment. Time called. Lights are on here at Cheney Stadium. No sunlight because of these clouds that showed up today. 2-2 pitch, swung on and bounced foul, still 2-2. Mazza, the veteran from California, ready. Here comes his 2-2 pitch on its way to McKinnon. And it's swung on and sprayed into center. On comes Wall, reaches down, makes the catch while tumbling to the ground and kind of rolling over and popping up on his feet once again. McKinnon is retired. Nice play in center field by Forrest Wall for the first out here at the top of the second inning. Wall's a very good defensive center fielder. It's been fun having him out there this season. Makes a nice play there for the first out. Matt Davidson now the batter. He was not in the lineup yesterday, but he's a veteran slugger. And the right-hand hitter stands in, and Mazza's pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Davidson's been with two different PCL teams this year, Reno and Las Vegas. And combined, he's hitting 298 with 19 homers. 1-0 pitch is swung on and hit on the ground to the shortstop, McCoy, who gloves it and throws out Davidson at first base, and two men are gone at the top of the second inning. Matt Davidson bounces out to the shortstop. Barrera. Left-hand hitting outfielder Barrera. Batting 293 with a 346 OBP. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. No score, top of the second inning, Tacoma and Las Vegas. 1-0 pitch from Mazza. Wrapped on the ground, foul, first base side, and the count's even, 1-1. So ball and a strike to Barrera. He had two hits and drove in three runs yesterday. And here's a swing and a bouncer foul first base side. He hit the two-run single in the ninth inning that a lot of people thought was a foul ball. But not the umpire who made the call. Now the 1-2 pitch wrapped on the ground up the middle. Backhand pickup at second by VR. Throws to first in the dirt. Scooped out by Drew Ellis for the putout. And that retires Barrera, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the top of the second inning. Chris Mazza sets down the side in order. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is a game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
No score between Tacoma and Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium on this Wednesday evening in the Pacific Northwest. Taylor Trammell batting cleanup today. Hit leadoff yesterday and homered in the first inning of last night's game. Today batting cleanup, and the pitch is taken down and in for a ball. Trammell appearing in his seventh game of this rehab assignment. He has six hits and 21 at-bats with a couple of homers. Playing left field today. Coming back from a hamstring strain, he takes a strike and the count's even 1-1. Now this pitch swung out and lined into left field. That'll get down for a base hit. And Trammell is on with a leadoff single in the bottom of the second inning. And that's the first hit of this game for either team. Taylor Trammell strokes a single to left field. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter. Villar. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed. Here's the pitch, and it swung out and fouled out of play on the third base side. There's strike one. VR's in his sixth game since joining the Red Ears. Has six hits and 19 at-bats so far. Didn't play yesterday, had two hits in the Red Ears' previous game, which was on Sunday. That was on the road at Sacramento. 0-1 pitch to the veteran is taken up high for a ball, 1-1. Mariners recently signed VR after he was released out of the big leagues by the Angels. Mariners looking to see if there's any possibility he might be able to help out the big league team this year if needed. So here's a toss to first, and Trammell's back in. VR has been in the majors for a long time, but remember when he played against the Red Ears as a prospect coming up. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. And the count now goes to 1-2. There is a game involving VR, a city that is forever entrenched in my mind. When he was with the Oklahoma City Redhawks when they were the Houston Astros affiliate, and VR was a prospect in the Astros system, Now Wiles is ready, and the pitch is taken out. Oh, called a strike three, and PR is like, really? The computer thought that was a strike? There's the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Strikeout number three for Wiles, and now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis homered yesterday, hitting .216 with five homers in 33 games for Tecumseh, .751 OPS. Trammell with his lead at first, being held on by McKinnon, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. The game that I'll never forget involving VR, and he probably remembers it too, because he had a dramatic moment, and I remember it because it is the worst ninth inning blown lead that I've seen in my 20 years of Rainiers baseball. I'll never forget it. So there's one outside, 2-0. The Rainiers were ahead 6-0 in Oklahoma City in the ninth inning, bottom of the ninth, their place. And they had a couple of runs scored. It was 6-2. And then on three straight hitters, the Rainiers were a strike away from victory, but the batter ended up reaching with a hit or a walk. And they loaded up the bases. This is with two outs in the ninth. And VR came up. So now the 2-0 pitch is hit in the air down the right field line. That's going to drop in no man's land for a base hit. A parachute job coming around second and going to third is Trammell. He stops there, and Ellis ends up at second base with a bloop double down the right field line with one out for Abraham Torum. I won't forget that game, though. VR, after two runs were in, and then the three straight batters with two strikes reached base to load the bases. And then VR hit a grand slam home run to straightaway center field off the Rainiers closer, Bobby LaFrambois, who had had a great year. And that tied the game. It was six runs in the ninth. As here's one outside to Toro. And then Oklahoma City ended up winning it in the 10th inning. And it was the game-tying grand slam by VR that capped the biggest Rainiers collapse I've seen since I started calling these games in 1999. Here's a swing and a hot shot up the middle, but it's flagged down by Kevin Smith. He's going to let the run score and throw out Toro at first base. Coming in and crossing the plate is Taylor Trammell. Taking third is Ellis, and the Rainiers have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning. So Toro drives in the run, and he hit a solid grounder up the middle that became an out because Kevin Smith, the shortstop, was shaded up the middle as they had Toro somewhat shifted. So 1-0, runner at third, two outs, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. And the pitch is up and in to McCoy, ball one. Next pitch coming from Wiles, and it is high. Two balls, no strikes. Two oh pitch coming to 2-1. Now this one is outside for a ball. And McCoy out ahead of the count, 3-1 here. He was 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday, homered at each of his two prior games played on Saturday and Sunday on the road at Sacramento. 3-1 pitch from Wiles to McCoy, swing and a foul off the catcher's gear, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still three balls, two strikes. Time called for a moment. McCoy resetting in the batter's box now. Runner at third base, Drew Ellis, two outs, bottom of the second inning. Three-two pitch, grounded up the middle, but there's Smith to gobble it up again, and he throws to first in time to get McCoy, and that's the final out at the bottom of the second inning. One run scores for the Raiders on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the third inning of play. It's Tequila 1, Las Vegas nothing.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for orders of $35 or more, yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One nothing right here is with the lead over Las Vegas. We go to the third inning of play. Chris Mazza's got six up, six down so far, so he'll face the number seven man, Vince Fernandez, leading things off for the Aviators. He'll be followed by Christian Pache and Kevin Smith. Fernandez stands in, hitting .277 with 13 homers, .934 OPS. Left-hand hitting outfielder. And the pitch from Mazza is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Fernandez, 27 years old. Acquired in the minor five draft this winter. Now here's one in there for a strike, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Nice pitch there. I guess that was a cutter from Mazza. Had a lot of movement to it. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way to Fernandez. And it's swung on and pulled to the right side. Fielded on two hops by Ellis. He tosses it to Mazza, covering first for the out. And one man is gone in the top of the third inning. So Vince Fernandez is retired. And now Christian Pache will be the batter. Pache was 1-for-5 yesterday, hitting .267 in 27 games for Las Vegas. He has spent most of this season in the major leagues with the Oakland A's. Here's the pitch. And it is taken for a strike, a fastball from Mazza. He's in the upper 80s on the radar gun with his heater. The right-hander is ready, and his 0-1 pitch to Pache is coming. And it is outside for a ball, 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. 1-2 now. So one ball, two strikes. Far today, this pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Pache for the second out of the inning and the second strikeout for Mazza. And now Kevin Smith will be the batter. There's the pitch from Mazza to Smith. And it's outside for a ball. Now a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. There's a strike. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a tapper foul, and it's 1-2. Oakland A's traded for Kevin Smith from the Blue Jays prior to the start of the season this year. One ball, two strikes. Mazza trying to put him away. His pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Slider away there from Mazza. Now here comes the 2-2. And this one is outside, ball three. So it's a full count to Kevin Smith. Mazza ready. The payoff pitch is outside, ball four. A two-out walk issued to Smith, and that's the first base runner of the game for the Aviators. So now Nate Mondu will bat. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Mondu flied out to the right fielder his first time up. He's 0-1 tonight. 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball. Smith down at first base has attempted just two steals this year. He's 1-1. Now the 1-1 is down and in for a ball. 2-1. Play Mondu straight away, and they don't shift him. The pitch is sprayed over the leaping third baseman Toro and into left field. That's a base hit. Smith goes to second and stops there. Mondu has the first Las Vegas hit of the game, and they have two on with two out at the top of the third inning. So the local product out of Charles Wright Academy, Nate Mondu, sprays a single to left field. And the Aviators have something cooking with two outs and a dangerous hitter in Sheldon Noisy at the plate. And his pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Oh, and one the count. No shift on for Noisy, a traditional alignment in the infield. Next pitch, swing and a miss and a slider, and there's strike two. So Mazza's ahead of the count, 0-2. Now Mazza's set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three pitches, and he strikes out Noisy for the second time today. And that closes out the top of the third inning. No runs for Vegas on a hit. There were DeWares and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 1, Las Vegas nothing.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
One nothing, Tacoma leads Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the third inning. First pitch to Derek Hill leading off the inning is pulled sharply between short and third and threw into left field. A base hit for Derek Hill leading off the bottom of the third, and Red Ears have their third hit of the game. Solid single here from Hill. Got a fastball and just jumped on it and hit it hard into left. Hill now 2-for-9 in his very brief career as a Tacoma Rainier. This is his third game with the club. Now Forrest Wall is the batter. Hill with his lead at first. He can steal a base. And now the pitch to Wall is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Wall struck out swinging in the first inning. He's 0-for-1. So 0-1 to Wall, and Wall now wants time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Toss to first base. Back in standing up is Hill. Thank you. And now the pitch is swung on and popped up towards third. Noisy calling for it. And in fair territory behind the bag on the infield, Dirty makes the catch. And Wall is the first out in the bottom of the third inning. So he pops up, one away. Hill still at first base, and now Evan White will bat. White restarted the rehabilitation process yesterday, played first base for the first four innings and went 0 for 2 at the plate. Today he's DHing, so he should get some more at-bats. He's feeling all right. The pitch from Wiles is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. White's been on the Seattle Mariners injured list all season long after having sports hernia surgery. Twice tried to rehab it earlier in the season with Tacoma and wasn't working out for him. Now he feels better and he drills one deep left field, back and gone. A two-run home run for Evan White. Red Ears lead 3-0 as White connects. That's his first home run in a year. He got a breaking ball out over the plate and he just shipped it out of here to left field. Evan White puts a couple of runs on the scoreboard. The 26-year-old first baseman's got to feel great about that. It has been a long time coming. Pitch to Kurt Casale is a swing and a miss there. Strike one. Last year, White hit four homers, two of the big leagues, rehab assignment. Now here's one that misses up high for a ball. He missed much of last season with a hip flexor strain that led to the sports hernia surgery. As here's a swing and a foul by Casale. So Evan White cranks a homer. One-two pitch up and in for a ball. Two and two the count to Casale. And this one's in the dirt outside for a ball. That was White's first homer since June 14th of last year in a rehab game here against Sacramento. Now a swing and a foul, and the bat goes flying out of the hands of Casale, and I think it might have got a piece of the umpire, and he's being checked by the catcher, Langoliers, and Casale. Seems to be all right, the plate umpire, Jacob Metz. Sally back in there. And the pitch is outside. That's ball four. Kiss base with one out. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. He singled and scored last inning. Trammell lines the first pitch into right field, a low liner base hit. And going to second and stopping there is Casale. And Taylor Trammell is 2 for 2 tonight. And now Jonathan VR will be the batter. VR struck out looking his first time up 0 for 1. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count to VR, who is in just his sixth game for Tacoma. Been in the big leagues with the Cubs and the Angels this year. 0-1 pitch down and in. One ball, one strike. Two on, one out. Rainiers lead 3-0 and an opportunity for more here in the bottom of the third inning. And the pitch is inside for a ball. Two and one the count. Now the next pitch. Swung on, bounced towards second. Could be two. Mondu to Smith. There's one. On to first. They turn it. That's two. A double play. VR grounds into the 4-6-3 twin killing. And that ends the inning. But the Raiders get a couple of runs on three hits, including Evan White's first home run in over a calendar year. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
It's 3-0. Tacoma leads Las Vegas. We go to the stadium. Evan White with a 2-run homer at the bottom of the third inning. Opening it up a little bit for Tacoma. Shea Langeliers leads things off in the fourth, and Chris Maz is on the mound. He got Langeliers to pop up earlier. And the pitch is breaking ball, called a strike, 0-1 the count. Langeliers was the PCL home run leader in April. He came out of the gate hot. 0-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, and he's still among the leaders with 19. He's tied for 7th in the league. League leader in home runs right now, Stone Garrett of Reno with 28. So here's one inside for a ball to Langeliers. And Garrett has a 4-homer cushion over Jason Martin of Oklahoma City, who is 2nd with 24. There are 6 players in the league who have hit over 20. 2-1 pitch is hit up the middle and through into center field, left center. A base hit for Langeliers, and that's hit number two for the Aviators today. Shea Langeliers with a single up the middle, and now David McKinnon will be the hitter. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in yesterday's action. In the West, first place Reno lost last night to Albuquerque 4-3. In a game in which the Isotopes hit four solo homers and nothing else and won. So here's a pitch in for a strike to McKinnon. The game was tied 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth when Albuquerque's Sean Bouchard put him ahead 4-3 with their fourth solo homer of that game. 0-1 pitch grounded to the left side. McCoy with the backhand has it. Goes to VR. There's one up. But they get Langeliers at second base. He's forced out, 6-4 on the play, and McKinnon reaches on a fielder's choice. This was nearly a double play. The throw from VR to Ellis pulled Ellis off the bag. And thus McKinnon was safe at first base. Here's the pitch now to Davidson, and it's outside in the dirt, and that's ball one. One of the four homers Albuquerque hit last night was hit by Michael Tolia in his AAA debut. He was the Colorado Rockies' first-round draft pick in 2019 out of UCLA. But prior to that, he grew up here. He attended Gig Harbor High School, and now a swing and a little flare into shallow left. Here comes Trammell, and he gets there and makes the catch, and Davidson is out. Two down, and now Luis Barrera will be the batter. So Tolia promoted to AAA by the Rockies. He homers in his first game for Albuquerque, and the Gig Harbor native is looking at his schedule and says, hey, Albuquerque is visiting Tacoma. And they are. They're going to be here next week. They get here on Tuesday, so that'll be a homecoming for Tolia. Here's the pitch to Barrera, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Reno lost that game. That ended their winning streak. And Vegas, who is in second, picked up a game on him. They're 7.5 back. Here's a swing and a pop-up foul, third base side. Toro chasing it down the line, but it's out of play. Trammell and McCoy were also over for a look. 1-1 the count to Barrera. In a game that was probably kind of ugly to attend, although maybe entertaining at the same time, Sacramento beat Salt Lake yesterday in Salt Lake City 16-9. And there were only two home runs hit in that slugfest. So now the pitch is swung on, bounced foul. But the Rivercats and Salt Lake combined for 25 runs on 26 hits with 18 walks. Ugh. And Sacramento won it 16-9. Isan Diaz had three hits and four runs batted in. Jason Vossler and Andrew Knapp each had three hits for the Rivercats. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Barrera, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, two outs, top of the fourth. Raiders lead 3-0. Chris Mazza with his 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with an off-speed pitch. Barrera out in front of it, and Mazza has his fourth strikeout of the game. No runs for Vegas on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 0.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes, like Serena. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
It's 3-0. Tacoma leads Las Vegas. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Drew Ellis leads things off for Tacoma against Colin Wiles, and the pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Ellis doubled in the second inning, one for one. Now the 1-0 pitch down. Oh, called a strike. Hit the very bottom of the zone. 1-1 the count. And this pitch is swung on and fouled off. Count goes to 1-2. More results from the league last night in the East. First place Oklahoma City lost at home to Round Rock 8-5. Even though the Dodgers had the rehabbing Dustin May on the mound and he had a great outing. 1-2 pitch to Ellis is high for a ball. Run in five innings on just three hits, one walk, eight strikeouts. And then the Oklahoma City Dodgers bullpen got involved, and Round Rock won the game 8-5. Josh Jung, who's been out almost all season with his shoulder injury and had surgery. Here's one inside for a ball. That was in spring training when Josh Jung got hurt. He's one of the Rangers' top prospects and is considered a top 100 prospect in the game. He was in the lineup for Round Rock yesterday and homered, a three-run homer, and also drew a couple of walks. It was his Round Rock season debut. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Ellis. There's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Colin Wiles with his fourth strikeout. And now Abraham Toro will be the hitter. So first place Oklahoma City lost yesterday. That meant that El Paso could have picked up a game on them. El Paso was playing at home. So now the pitch is outside to Toro. El Paso scored 11 runs. They had a player hit for the cycle, Taylor Colway, and they lost to Sugarland, 12-11, in a game that featured seven homers. So there's a swing and a miss by Toro. Taylor Colway, single, double, triple, homer in the same game. That's hitting for the cycle. He was 4-for-5. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. So El Paso lost that game. They're still 2.5 behind Oklahoma City. Round Rock's in the mix, six games back in the East. The other teams are kind of buried. 1-2 pitch to Toro. Called strike three, an off-speed pitch right on the outside edge, and Wiles two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that'll bring Mason McCoy to the plate. Pitch to McCoy. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike. First pitch curveball from Wiles. Now the next pitch is a fastball outside, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is ball two, missing. Two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery. Outside, ball three. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2. This one is outside, ball four. And McCoy draws a two-out walk. He will head down to first base. And now Derek Hill is the batter. Hill singled on the first pitch he saw last inning, scoring on Evan White's homer. Hill looks out towards Wiles. Now a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in safely is McCoy. 3-0 right here. It's two outs, bottom of the fourth. And the pitch is outside for a ball. In the right here's bullpen, Ken Giles is loosening up. Now the pitch grounded to short. That's fielded by Smith. Throw to first in time for the out. And Hill is retired and the inning is over. Rainiers do not score in the fourth. No runs, hits, or errors. One runner left on. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
At BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Tacoma Public Utilities is celebrating TPU Night at the Rainiers this month in honor of over 400 employees who have reached significant milestones. From 10 years to 45 years of service, TPU Night at the Rainiers supports the TPU Senior Assistance Fund, which provides one-time grants to qualifying seniors in our community who experience unexpected hardship causing challenges in making their utility payment. The Tacoma Rainiers joins TPU in celebrating their employees. Congratulations, TPU honorees.
It's 3-0. Tacoma leads Las Vegas. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Chris Mazza's allowed just two singles through four innings. One walk, he has struck out four, and He is on the mound to begin the fifth. Mazza's pitch count is at 56 right now. He had a six-inning start for the Red Ears on July 29th here, his last home game against El Paso. He throws a strike to Vince Fernandez, leading things off, 0-1 the count. That's the only time Mazza's gone more than 2 2/3 innings for the Rainiers. The 1-6 inning outing until today. So here's one inside to Fernandez, 1-1. Now Mazza with a 1-1 pitch on its way to Fernandez, and it swung on and hit sharply, but right to Drew Ellis at first base, who fields it and takes it to the bag for the out. One man's gone at the top of the fifth inning. Mazza gets Vince Fernandez to ground out sharply to the first baseman. And now Christian Pache will be the batter. Pache struck out swinging earlier. He's 0-1. Pache came with Shea Langeliers in the offseason. He's in the trade involving Matt Olson for the Oakland A's. Here's one inside for a ball. Pache, known for his outfield defense. One oh pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-2. People rave about Pache's outfield defense. This is the first series he's ever played against Tacoma, and the first time he's ever been to Cheney Stadium. It's the 2-0 pitch is grounded to short. That's fielded by McCoy, and he throws to first for the out, and two men are gone. So Pache grounds out to short, and now Kevin Smith will hit. But Pache playing center field today and yesterday. I'm kind of hoping that he gets challenged out there defensively on a play just so we can see what happens. It's a unique center field here at Cheney Stadium with the giant wall 425 feet from home plate. Hopefully someone will drive one over his head and we can see what happens. Here's a pitch to Smith, and it's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch, over for a called strike, 0-2 to Kevin Smith. Now the 0-2, outside, one ball, two strikes. Two outs, top of the fifth, Red Ears up 3-0. The 1-2 is coming from Mazza, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, got it with a slider running away. Mazza with his fifth strikeout of the night. He is dealing this evening. Three up, three down in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom. It is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting MaryBridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Moving on to the bottom of the fifth inning, it is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing. Forrest Wall in the top of the order coming up for the Raiders here in the fifth. It'll be Wall, White, and Casale. Wall stands in now. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop-up, and the in there for a strike. Wall had shortened up as if he was going to try to bunt for a hit on that pitch. Now here comes the 0-1. And it is a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on, bounced foul, first base side. We'll take a look at our Mariner Farm report. See what's going on at the lower levels of the farm system. The Mariners Double-A team, Arkansas, had a good day yesterday. The Arkansas Travelers in the Texas League based out of Little Rock, Arkansas. 1-2 pitch just outside, 2-2. The Mariners 2020 first-round draft pick Emerson Hancock is with Arkansas. He allowed one unearned run in five innings yesterday and picked up a win as they beat the Kansas City Royals affiliate 8-1 in Texas League play. Next pitch outside to Wall. Count goes full, 3-2. Jake Shiner hit a three-run homer to support Hancock. Hancock's 4-3 with a 2.43 ERA. 3-2 pitch is fouled off on the third base side, and it is still a full count, 3-2. Mariners advanced Class A affiliate Everett had just two hits yesterday and lost at Tri-City 4-0. We'll skip that one. And then Low A Modesto, they had an interesting result. Now the 3-2 to Wall is sprayed into left field. There's a base hit to get things started in the bottom of the fifth inning. Forrest Wall singles the other way, has a little five-game hitting streak going now. Bat again, he's 1-for-2. Low A Modesto shut out Visalia in the Cal League, 6-0. Sam Carlson, a high Mariners draft pick from 2017, he tossed seven scoreless innings for Modesto yesterday, allowed just two hits. Walked one, struck out seven. Here's a fastball in there for a strike to White. And they have a draft pick from this year, just selected last month, playing for Modesto, hitting up a storm in the very beginning of his pro career, and he has a unique name, Hogan Windisch. Hogan Windisch had a couple of hits, drew a walk, scored a run, hit a double, drove in a run yesterday. He's stinging the ball for Modesto. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming to Evan White. And it is swung on and bounced foul in the home plate area. 0-2 the count. First base, Wall dives back in. Wall with the 32 steals this year, tied for second in the league. No balls, two strikes, the count to White. And the pitch is called strike three, and White knew it. A fastball at the knees, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Sixth strikeout for Colin Wiles. And now Kirk Casale is the batter. Casale is 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0 and 1 the count. Casale just traded for by the Mariners from San Francisco. He and Matthew Boyd coming over, even though both currently on the injured list. Boyd's supposed to head out on a rehab assignment shortly as Casale fouls one off. Runner at first, one out. No balls, two strikes, the count. And a move to first, and back in safely is Wall. Now the 0-2 coming. And it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right, starting back, and now coming in is Fernandez, and he's there to make the catch. And Casale is the second out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Saw it last night and just now tonight, the Las Vegas outfielder's natural instinct on any fly ball is to go back. That's because they play half their games in Las Vegas, which is an absolute launching pad. And they just came in from a series there, a high-scoring series against Reno. And then they come to Tacoma, and ball doesn't carry quite as far. Here's Trammell. He's 2 for 2 with a couple of singles, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one of an off-speed pitch there, and he's shaking his head. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled off on the third base side. And Trammell's behind in the count 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner at first. And now Wiles is ready. And the pitch is a called strike three, a fastball. And Trammell goes down looking, and Wiles has his seventh strikeout of the game. Red Deers do not score in the fifth. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded. We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built them because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await. FedEx 88, Lucky Eagle.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Moving on to the sixth inning, it is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 0. Right here is go to the bullpen, bring in Ken Giles, who is here on a rehab assignment and pitching in back-to-back games, which means that if this goes smoothly, he'll be ready for, physically ready for a return to the big leagues. Usually back-to-back games are the last test for a rehabbing Major League relief pitcher. His first pitch to Nate Mondu is fouled away, strike one. The Major League relievers have to get ready by pitching in back-to-back games. The Minor League relievers never pitch in back-to-back games until they get to the big leagues and they have to learn how to do it. But Giles has been in the majors for a long time. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball to Mondu, and the count's even, 1-1. Yesterday, Giles faced three hitters in a scoreless inning, had a walk. Now Giles with a 1-1. And it swung on, hit in the air to left. Going back is Trammell on the track with room. He makes the catch. And there's the first out at the top of the seventh inning. Mondu flies out to left field. And now Sheldon Noisy is the batter. Giles is in relief of Chris Mazza, who had a terrific outing. Five shutout innings for Mazza. Gave up just two hits. They were both singles. He walked one. Only one base runner got to second against him. And Mazza struck out five. Pitch to Noisy's over for a strike, going one. 94 miles per hour on the Giles fastball. Owen won the count to Noisy. Next pitch. Fastball called a strike. 93 this time, right on the outside edge, and the count's 0-2. So Noisy behind the count, 0-2. He struck out at both of his at-bats against Mazza. 0-2 from Giles is a check swing roller to short. Charged and picked up by McCoy. Throw to first is not in time. Noisy reaches on an infield single. Little check swing, bouncer to the shortstop. Shea Langelier is now the batter. Langeliers is 1-for-2 with a single so far. And Giles pitches line towards center. Forrest Wall plays there. He makes the catch. He's firing to first, and getting back safely is Noisy. Lines out to center, two away in the top of the sixth inning. And now David McKinnon is the batter. McKinnon 0-for-2 today. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike on the inside corner, 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
0-1 pitch from Giles. Inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1 on its way. And the pitch is outside in the dirt for a ball. Breaking for second base is noisy. Throw down there is not in time. Safe at second base is noisy. Advancing on a wild pitch, I believe. Pitch was in the dirt and Noisy aggressively trying to advance on that. It didn't get far away from Casale, who was able to zip a throw down to second base, but Noisy beat it out. Now fastball down and in for a ball. Now the pitch grounded towards third, fielded by Toro. Long throw to first, in time for the out, and the inning is over. Ken Giles works a scoreless top of the sixth, allows a hit, and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. Big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here's lead Las Vegas out of the sixth inning. Jonathan Villar, Drew Ellis, and Abraham Toro to face right-hander Colin Wiles here in the sixth. Right here scored a run in the second inning. Toro's ground out brought in Trailer Trammell, who had singled. And then in the third, Evan White hit a two-run homer. Right here's up 3-0. Villar stands in, and the pitch from Wiles is hit towards right center. Struck well. Going back, Pache, and he makes the catch in deep right center field. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pache got there in a hurry and was able to haul it in. One down, and Drew Ellis now the batter. Well, we got to talk about this. One of the rarest feats that an individual can accomplish in a baseball game has happened today in a double-A game. Truly a rarity, rarer than any of the things we normally talk about. Rarer than a perfect game. Here's one outside to Ellis. Rarer than hitting for the cycle. Rarer than hitting four home runs in a game. How about the home run cycle? Here's one in for a strike to Drew Ellis. believed to be just the second time it has ever happened in the minors. It has never happened in the big leagues. A player hits four home runs in a game, and the four homers are a solo shot, a two-run shot, a three-run shot, and a grand slam. Here's a swing and a fly ball towards left center, and who's going to get it? The left fielder, Barrera, makes the catch. Ellis is retired, two down. Abraham Toro is next. The St. Louis Cardinals AA affiliate Springfield has a catcher named Chandler Redmond, and he did it tonight. He hit for the home run cycle. Four home runs in one game. Solo, two-run, three-run, and a grand slam. Apparently, he had another RBI along the way because he finished. The pitch to Toro is fouled off. The only time it's ever happened again, the only other time it's ever happened in a pro game was in 1998 in an official minor league game. An outfielder named Tyrone Horn did it. And I believe that was also in Double A. So here's one in for a strike to Toro. 0-2 the count. It's never happened in the big leagues. A college woman softball player did it a few years ago for Arkansas. So here's one down low for a ball to Toro. The home run cycle. Four homers in one game. Solo, two-run, three-run, and grand slam. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and the Rainiers hit for the nothing cycle here in the sixth. Three up, three down. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
And Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Moving on to the seventh inning, it is 3-0. Tacoma has the lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. Chris Mazza started. He went five innings. Ken Giles pitched a scoreless sixth, faced four hitters, allowed a single, nothing else, no strikeouts. And now Brandon Bernardino is on to do the pitching. Bernardino just back from the big leagues. He's gone back and forth between Tacoma and Seattle three times in the last 2 weeks. And Bernardino appearing in his ninth game for the Red Ears this year, 2-0 with a 0.73 ERA in 12 and a third inning. 17 strikeouts, three walks. He'll face Matt Davidson, Luis Barrera, and Vince Fernandez. Davidson settles into the batter's box now. He's talking before the break about the home run cycle that Chandler Redmond, the St. Louis Cardinals AA catcher, hit for tonight. Four homers in one game. Solo, two-run, three-run, and grand slam, the home run cycle. Pitch to Davidson down low for a ball. And it's such a rare feat, only the second time it's ever happened in the minor leagues. Never has happened in the majors. Just is out of the player's control. Sears one down low for a ball. All right, you got to hit four homers in a game. That's super rare there, but theoretically the hitter can control that, I guess. I mean, you know, the hitter accomplishes the feat of hitting a home run. Here's one down and in to Davidson, ball three. But for the home run cycle, the hitter has to accomplish the feat of hitting a home run four times in a game. With base running situations that he has no control over. The base is empty one time, runner at first one time, runner at, two on one time, and the base is loaded one time. All that's completely out of the batter's hands. 3-1 now to Davidson. And now a swing and a pop-up on the right side. Drew Elisak back with his, onto the outfield grass, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the seventh. Davidson pops up to the first baseman, Ellis, and now Luis Barrera will be the batter. He's 0 for 2 today. So two known instances of a home run cycle in minor league baseball history. Never has happened in the majors. Another feat, a home run feat that's kind of like that but a little different, is the two grand slams in one inning. This here's one in for a strike to Barrera. And that has happened in the majors one time ever. Fernando Tatis Sr. did it. And that's another of those feats that, okay, you hit two home runs as a batter, but the rest of it's all out of your control. So here's one that is a check swing for a strike, 0-2. The two grand slams in an inning, you have to bat with the bases loaded twice in the same inning each time. No balls, two strikes to Barrera. Bernardino trying to put him away. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Barrera, and that is the second out in the top of the seventh inning. Bernardino got him with his slider. Casale threw down to first base for the putout because the pitch was in the dirt. Two away, and now Vince Fernandez is the batter. Fernandez 0 for 2, couple of ground outs. And the pitch is a slider over for a strike. Next pitch coming, and that's a breaking ball that misses. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1, fastball called a strike, 1-2. And that Bernardino fastball coming in at 91 on the radar gun, but not straight. Running away and sinking. Here comes the 1-2 on its way to Vince Fernandez. And it swung on, bounced to first base, fielded by Ellis. He takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down at the top of the seventh. Brennan Bernardino retires the side. It's the seventh inning stretch. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 0.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about Sound Credit Union? You help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union,
invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Tacoma 3, Las Vegas 0. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. Mason McCoy, Derek Hill, and Forrest Wall to bat this inning. Right here's winning 3-0, but Colin Wiles for Vegas does deserve some accolades for having a nice outing today. And his pitch to Mason McCoy is ball 1-0. Wiles pitching into the seventh of the game right there. They have begun bullpen activity behind him. Now a swing and a foul out of play by McCoy, and the count's even 1-1. So ball and a strike to McCoy. And the pitch is poured in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. One-two offering coming from Wiles. And it's slashed into right. That struck well. Back is Fernandez, and he'll make the catch. Backpedaling onto the warning track. Deep line drive to right field off the bat of McCoy gets caught. One out, and now Derek Hill will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. Mariners won today. They beat the Yankees in the day game at T-Mobile. There's a breaking ball for a strike to Hill. Got him 4-3 on Carlos Santana's go-ahead two-run homer in the bottom of the seventh inning. Yeah, the 0-1 swung on and fouled at the plate by Hill. Robbie Ray pitched really well. Had a shutout going. And then in the seventh, on his 115th pitch of the game, he gave up a two-run homer to Kyle Higashioka, the Yankees' number two catcher who was starting the day game. And that actually put the Yankees up 2-1, so Ray left the game trailing. So here's one outside for a ball to Hill. And then Judge homered off Penn Murphy, his 45th. And the Yankees were ahead 3-1 going to the seventh inning stretch. Scored a run, and then Santana connected, and the M's bullpen made it stand up with the scoreless relief from Diego Castillo and Paul Sewald, who picked up his 15th save. Sam Haggerty homered earlier in the game for the first run of the game. Here's a check swing. Did he go? Yeah, he did. That is strike three. Hill is the second out of the inning. That's the ninth strikeout for Wiles. Two down in the seventh. Forrest Wall now the hitter. And the pitch is grounded, through into right field, a base hit for Wall, his second hit of the game, a hard grounder through the right side of the infield. He's 2-for-4 today. And here comes Evan White. The 9 strikeouts for Colin Wiles matches his season high. He had 9 at El Paso on June 18th. And he's going to finish today's game with 9 because the Aviators are making a pitching change. So they make the call to the bullpen. Steve Scarsone, the acting manager, is going to take the ball from Wiles, who really had a nice outing today for Las Vegas. But he leaves this game trailing. We'll take a break for the pitching change with the score. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at FredMeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
We're at the bottom of the seventh inning here at Tacoma. The Rainiers lead Las Vegas 3-0. Vegas has gone to the bullpen for their first time, bringing in Adam Kolarik in relief of Colin Wiles. Kolarik, the lefty, will face Evan White with a runner at first base and 2 outs in the bottom of the seventh. White hit a 2-run homer back in the third inning. Second game of his rehab assignment. Kolarik into his motion, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Adam Kolarik 0-2 with a 5.79 ERA. He's in his 21st appearance. 26 strikeouts, 9 walks in 23 and a third innings. Kolarik with a 1-0 on its way to White, and this is swung on and blooped out over short. Back is Smith. He gets there, makes the catch, and then tumbles to the ground in shallow left center. But that is the final out of the inning. White is retired, and the Red Ears do not score in the seventh. They had a hit, and they leave a runner to the eighth inning with the score. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Ready for an MVP move? Using water wisely can lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Water early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. Weather-based irrigation systems can also reduce overwatering and save you time. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart. Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing. And the Red Ears have a new battery. Very new on the mound. First off, behind the plate, Joe Odom has replaced the rehabilitating Kirk Casale, who caught the first seven innings today and went 0 for 2 with a walk as a hitter. Casale is done. Odom takes his spot back. On the mound in his Rainiers debut, the left-hander Anthony Bonda, and his first pitch to Christian Pache is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Bonda making his Tacoma Rainiers debut on his 29th birthday. And the lefty's pitch to Pache is in there for a strike, 1-1 the count. Bonda born on this day 29 years ago in Corpus Christi, Texas, and grew up in Sinton, Texas. There's a swing and a miss by Pache. That is strike two. And Bonda, 10th round pick of the Brewers in 2012 out of San Jacinto College, a baseball powerhouse in the JUCO ranks. Sears went outside for a ball to Pache, and the count's even 2-2. And Bonda this year has been pitching in the big leagues with Pittsburgh and Toronto. Just signed by the Mariners after being released. Here's a swing and a grounder left side, scooped up by Toro. Throw to first, and it is in time for the out with Drew Ellis coming off the bag and putting a tag on Pache. And there's the first out of the top of the eighth inning. So Bonda gets Pache to ground out, one away, and now Kevin Smith will be the batter. We've seen Bonda plenty of times pitching against the Rainiers, going all the way back to 2016 when he was a starter for Reno. He was a starter all the way up through the minors when he originally reached the big leagues. So here's a swing and a foul out of play for Smith. But he pitched for Reno and had games against the Rainiers in 2016 and 17. Cracked the big leagues in 2017 with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And since then has been in the majors with Tampa and also with their AAA club, Durham, as there's one up high for a ball to Smith. And then resurfaced in the PCL last for part of the season. Now a swing and a foul by Smith. But he had a good run in the Pirates bullpen last year in the second half. Had a 3.42 ERA in 25 appearances, all as a reliever. And then this year opened the season with Pittsburgh and was in 23 games for them. Got moved to Toronto, pitched in seven games there, and now finds himself with the Rainiers. His next pitch to Smith is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now Bonda with his next pitch on its way to Smith, and it is a little low. Full count 3-2, but Bonda hit 94 on the gun with that sinking fastball. So it's a full count 3-2 to Kevin Smith, who resets in the batter's box. Now here comes the 3-2 on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Chased a changeup down in the dirt, and Kevin Smith strikes out swinging, and Bonda has his first strikeout as a Rainier. And now Nate Mondu will be the batter. Mondu, 1-for-3 today with a single. Bonda's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers up 3-0, two outs, top of the eighth inning. On to the fourth Tacoma pitcher to be used today. The 1-0 pitch is over for a strike. 1-1. Rainiers have limited the Aviators to 3 singles so far. 1-1 pitch, chopped on a headed is Toro. His throw to first is in time for the out. That ball was hit straight into the ground, and it took an enormous bounce over the mound. And Abraham Toro, cutting across the infield, caught it on that one big bounce and then fired it to first baseman Drew Ellis for the out. Anthony Bonda retires the side, 3 up, 3 down in his Rainiers debut on his birthday. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
A boot built to feel like weightless comfort. Zero Gravity Boots at Boot Barn. Designed with rodeo athletes in mind, Zero Gravity Boots utilize advanced footwear technology for all-day comfort. Each pair features the lightweight Zero Gravity insole made with a memory foam cushion for comfort, shock absorption for energy return, and airflow with temperature control to keep you cool. A new force of comfort. Cody James Zero Gravity Boots, only at Boot Barn.
Well, we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing is our score. Joe Odom will lead things off for his first plate appearance of the game. He replaced the rehabbing Kirk Casale behind the plate at the top of this inning. And the pitch to Odom is over for a called strike, 0-1. Odom hitting .225 with 9 homers, .756 OPS. Adam Kolarik, the side-slinging lefty, is on the mound for Vegas, and his next pitch is fouled at the plate, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. To Joe Odom. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Vegas now warming up right-hander Jake LeMoyne in its pen. Now the pitch is down low. 1-2. Now this one swung on, grounded sharply, but right to the second baseman Mondu, who fields it and throws out Odom at first base, and one man is gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. Will be the banner. Right here's with bullpen action. That's probably Nick Ramirez warming up out there. He's been closing games for the squad lately.
Yeah, that's Nick.
Here's Taylor Trammell. Batting with one out and no one on, and Kolarik's pitch is inside for a ball. Trammell's 2-for-3, a couple of singles and a run scored. One-oh pitch on its way. And there's a fastball called a strike. 1-1 now. One-one delivery. Low and outside, 2-1. Trammell playing the whole game today in left field. Yesterday he played the whole game in right field. He's ready to return to the Mariners, it would seem. So now the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, 2-2. Of course, the Mariners roster situation is heavy traffic right now, and they're making moves daily. Activated two players from the injured list today and optioned Kyle Lewis to Tacoma. Suspect he'll be here perhaps as soon as tomorrow. We'll see. Two-two pitch coming to Trammell. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and Kolarik gets him. Two down in the bottom of the eighth. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter. Villar's 0-for-3 so far. Here's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now Kolarik's 1-0. Down and in, two balls, no strikes to VR. In the ninth for Vegas, they have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the lineup coming up. Noisy, Langoliers, and McKinnon. Now a swing and a bouncer towards third. That's fielded by Noisy. Long throw to first in time for the out. VR retired. And same for the Red Ears. Three up, three down in the bottom of the eighth inning. So we go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 3, Las Vegas nothing.
Improve your vehicle's gas mileage and power with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And right now, buy 1 6-ounce bottle and get one free, plus earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Save money on gas and boost performance with Royal Purple Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you, most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan, they don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning, and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Three to nothing, Tacoma leads Las Vegas. We head to the ninth inning of play. And the Red Ears, three outs away from victory. And they turn it over to Nick Ramirez, the team leader in saves with 9. Ramirez 2-2 with a 2.33 ERA. This is his 37th appearance. In 38 and two-thirds innings, he has struck out 33 and walked 10, allowing just 31 hits. He's a lefty. He's going to face all right-handed batters here. But Ramirez has a very good changeup that helps negate that platoon advantage that the right-handed hitters would have against him traditionally. It'll be Sheldon Noisy, Shea Langeliers, and David McKinnon. He's in relief of Anthony Bonda, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth inning with a strikeout in his Rainiers debut on his birthday. A happy birthday indeed for Bonda. Here's Ramirez with his pitch to Noisy, and it's swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Rainiers have pitched 6 shutouts this year. It's the highest total in the Pacific Coast League. They're going for number 7 here. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Las Vegas, I was surprised to see, has been shut out 5 times this year. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Vegas has not had their this year. They're last in the league in hitting homers. And they rank 7th in the league in runs scored among the 10 teams. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. And Ellis, the first baseman, makes the catch. And one man is out in the ninth. Sheldon Noisy pops up. And now Shea Langeliers will be the batter. Langeliers is 1-for-3 with a single today. And the pitch, swing and a miss at the change. There's strike one. Ramirez, former major leaguer with both Detroit and San Diego. Comes set, the 0-1 pitch is swung on and lined, and a diving catch by VR, the second baseman. He was shifted up the middle. He had to range back towards his natural position and laid out and dived and caught that line drive for out number 2. Excellent play by Jonathan VR on the right side. 2 down, and the Red Ears are an out away from victory and an out away from a shutout. Las Vegas has had just 2 runners get to second base in this game, and none have reached third. The pitch is fouled down the right field line by David McKinnon. There's strike one. McKinnon 0-for-3 today. Right-hand hitter, he's got power. 2 away in the ninth, Tacoma leads 3-0. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and lined and caught by VR again. This time the ball hit his glove as he was jumping and just barehanded it as it was dropping towards the ground. A couple of liners caught by VR to close it out. The Red Ears get the victory, 3-0. The final score, they pitch their 7th shutout of the season, as Chris Mazza, Ken Giles, Brandon Bernardino, Anthony Bonda, and Nick Ramirez combine on a 3-hit shutout. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over and more all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Rainiers win. They shut out Las Vegas 3-0, the final score today. And Tacoma ends a little two-game losing streak and pitches the Rainiers' seventh shutout of the season. Chris Mazza started. He was terrific today. Mazza with 5 scoreless innings of 2-hit ball, allowed just 2 singles, walked only 1 man, struck out 5. 1 base runner reached second against him. He was in command today. Rainiers got on the board for him early, too. In the second inning against Colin Wiles, Taylor Trammell led off with a base hit to left field. And then with one out, Drew Ellis hit a pop fly double down the right field line, putting runners at second and third with one away. Abraham Toro grounded out to shortstop, but it scored Trammell from third. And the Rainiers were ahead 1-0. In the second inning. Then in the third, Derek Hill led off the inning with a sharp single through the left side of the infield. And with one out of the inning, Colin Wiles left a breaking ball over the plate to the rehabilitating Evan White. And White launched it, a 2-run homer to left field. Evan White's first home run since mid-June of last year. He's been injured so much and rehabbing now from the sports hernia surgery. And he connected today with a 2-run shot to put Tacoma ahead 3-0 in the third inning. Rainiers would get just 3 hits the rest of the way, but it did not matter because the Rainiers bullpen was up for defending the lead. Ken Giles, pitching back-to-back games for the first time on his rehab assignment, worked a scoreless 6th inning, allowing 1 hit. And then Brennan Bernardino retired the side in order. And then it was Anthony Bonda in his Rainiers debut, pitching a 3-up, 3-down 8th inning. And then in the 9th, Nick Ramirez allowed 2 line drives that were caught by the second baseman, Jonathan Villar, one of them with a dive. And the Rainiers finished up the shutout. They win it 3-0, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Vegas, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They leave 4 on base. Winning pitcher is Mazza. He's 2-3. Save to Nick Ramirez, his 10th. The loss goes to Colin Wiles. He falls to 8-8. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 12 minutes. The attendance, 3,624. With the win, the Rainiers go to 48-58 on the year. Vegas falls to 52-54. Game 3 of this 7-game series is tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Darren McCackett starts for the Rainiers against Jared Koenig for Las Vegas. We'll be on the air with our pregame show starting at 6:55. Rainiers win at 3-0. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light.
Rainiers win. They shut out Las Vegas 3-0. The final score today at Chidi Stadium. Let's turn our attention now to the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners win. They beat the Yankees 4-3. Carlos Santana hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the bottom of the seventh inning, snapping an 0-for-17 streak that he had been on. And that was a comeback for the M's, who were trailing 3-1 at the stretch. Did have a very strong start from Robbie Ray, who kept him off the scoreboard until the seventh when he gave up a two-run homer. And then Aaron Judge blasted his 45th to put the Yankees up 3-1, but the Mariners rallied late, and the bullpen protected the lead, and the M's beat the Yankees 4-3. They take 2 out of 3 from the Bronx Bombers, and the Mariners are off tomorrow and head to Texas. In fact, they've got a long road trip coming up, a 9-gamer beginning with 3 in Texas on Friday night. Taking a look at elsewhere in the big leagues today, in the American League, the Angels needed 12 innings, but they beat the Oakland A's 5-4. Magnarice Sierra up from Salt Lake singled in a run in the 10th to put the Angels up 4-3, but the A's tied it up. And then Sierra again in the 12th inning doubled in the go-ahead run, and that one stood up. The Angels win it 5-4. They complete a 3-game series sweep of the Athletics. The Cleveland Guardians took a 3-0 lead in the second inning at Detroit and then held on the rest of the way. They beat the Tigers 3-2. Big story there was that the Tigers fired their general manager, Al Avila, who had been there for a while. They fired him prior to the game today, so the Tigers are looking to reset. Kansas City defeats the White Sox 8-3. MJ Melendez with a tie-breaking homer in the seventh inning, his 14th of the year. He's a rookie for the Royals, having a nice campaign. Rangers and Astros finished the ninth inning tied 3-3 in Houston, so they went to the 10th, and Texas scored 5 runs in the top of the 10th. Leody Taveras had 5 runs batted in for the Rangers, including the bases-loaded double in the 10th inning that really sealed the game. Toronto at Baltimore was rained out in Baltimore. 3 interleague games today. The Brewers beat the Rays 4-3 in Milwaukee. Rowdy Tellez hit a game-tying homer in the bottom of the ninth inning, and then the Brewers won it in the 10th on an RBI single by Willie Adames. The Atlanta Braves defeat the Boston Red Sox again today, 8-4 at Fenway. Kyle Wright allowed 1 run in 6 innings, picked up his National League leading 14th win, and Braves rookie infielder Vaughn Grissom homered in his Major League debut. They called him up from Double A, and he went deep at Fenway in his first Major League game. One other National League game is not over yet, or interleague game, I should say. Dodgers leading the Twins 5-4, going to the seventh inning at Dodger Stadium. In the National League, Mets won their 6th in a row. They hammered the Reds 10-3. Francisco Lindor scored 3 runs. He has a streak going. He has scored at least 1 run for the Mets in 13 straight games. That's an unusual stretch right there. Cubs beat the Nats 4-2. They were down 2-0 at the stretch, and they scored 4 in the bottom of the 7th inning with Nico Hoerner hitting his 7th homer. San Diego blasted the Giants 13-7. They only scored in 2 innings. They had a 6-run 3rd and a 7-run 6th. Brandon Drury hit a go-ahead 3-run homer as part of the 7-run 6th inning. And Austin Nola, former Rainier, also went deep for the Padres today, his 3rd of the season. Phillies beat the Marlins 4-3 in Philadelphia. JT Realmuto, go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the 8th. The Phillies have won 7 in a row. And the St. Louis Cardinals and Colorado Rockies just finished up at Coors Field. Cardinals win it 9-5. Albert Pujols, fountain of youth, he went 4-for-5 with a double, a homer, 2 runs batted in, and scored a couple of runs. Backs are in the ninth inning in Arizona. Pirates lead it 5-3. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears shut out Las Vegas 3-0. We'll be back with more right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Right here, shut out Vegas 3-0, and Tacoma pitches its Pacific Coast League leading seventh shutout of the year. And that's really nice to see. For a variety of reasons, but first and foremost, because the Red Ears pitching, which has been really good for the last really 2 months, not so good the last two games, allowing 10 runs in back-to-back contests, Sunday in Sacramento and then yesterday in the series opener, with Monday in between being an off day. Red Ears bounced back in a very impressive way today as Chris Mazza, Ken Giles, Brennan Bernardino, Anthony Bonda and Nick Ramirez, the three lefties down the stretch, pitching no hit ball in the last three innings on a three-hitter, with Las Vegas getting just two runners to second base in the game and none reached third. Really just a tremendous display of pitching prowess for the Tacoma Red Ears today. They take it 3-0 is the final score. So Red Ears back in the win column, back to 10 games under 500, even up the series with the Aviators going into Game 3 tomorrow. In the league tonight, other scores, Reno wins at Albuquerque 5-1, so that opens up their lead to 8.5 games over the second-place Aviators. Sugarland slammed El Paso 14-6 in El Paso. Round Rock beat Oklahoma City 5-3. That means in the East, Oklahoma City's lead in the division over El Paso is still 2.5 games, but Round Rock picked up. They're now just 5 back. And one other game, Sacramento leads Salt Lake 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. That was 4-1. And with one out, the Bees have hit back-to-back homers to make it a one-run game, and Sacramento is having a little bit of trouble closing that one out. So we'll see how it finishes. Well, tomorrow's game will be at 7:05 p.m. Darren McCacken for Tacoma, Jared Koenig for Vegas. On paper, that sounds like a really good pitching matchup between two high-quality Pacific Coast League starting pitchers. We'll see what happens when the actual game gets played tomorrow night at 7:05. Pregame show begins at 6:55. And we'll have the broadcast for you right here on this stream. That'll do it for tonight's game. Thanks a lot for listening. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, it's our final score tonight. Tacoma Red Ears 3, Las Vegas Aviators 0. Good night.